I said, baby, let's make it special, really make a memory. I didn't want to do the bounce house, that was way too much to spend. And Chuck E. Cheese was way too crowded, too cliche, and too high-end. So he was right there on a Craigslist ad for all the world to buy. I was astonished by his beauty, and astounded by his price. So I took my truck and trailer and I headed off down south to a place where I was certain they had filmed Deliverance at. This has gotta be a scam, I thought as I pulled into the drive. But when that old boy let him out the barn, I couldn't believe my eyes. Because $100 donkey's still a donkey after all. If you bring him to your party, kids are gonna have a ball. He might kick you in the trailer, he may bite you in the stall. But $100 donkey's still a donkey after all. My wife called me on the way home and said, tell me where you are. I said, just wait 30 minutes, baby, and look out in the backyard. Might have been a good idea to let her know my little plan, but I knew she'd disapprove, and I just couldn't take that chance. At first she started shaking, then turned whiter than a sheet. He pooped and he hawed in our driveway. I said, baby, are you mad at me? But in 15 minutes she was just a-loving on that ass. And that night she sent me out with warm blankets for his back. He became a member of our family over that next week. And when party time finally arrived, everyone could see that $100 donkey's still a donkey after all. If you bring him to your party, kids are gonna have a ball. He might kick you in the trailer, he may bite you in the stall, but $100 donkey's still a donkey after all. Kids and seven soccer moms all got to ride old Carl. Oh yeah, that's what we named him, after my half-great uncle, Carl. It was a day so legendary in our safe suburban town. But when the kids all left the party, I wondered, now what do I do now? So I put him back on Craigslist with $100 prize. 9 days later, it pulled a trailer, much to my surprise. A $100 donkey's still a donkey after all. If you bring him to your party, kids are gonna have a ball. He might kick you in the trailer, he may bite you in the stall. But $100 donkey's still a donkey.
Hi, everybody. It's Judy. I love you, RCC. Hi, Rosemary. God bless everybody. Well, it is December. It is December 21st, 2013. yes, it'll always be 2013 till Jesus gets here. And that's what I say. And it's Monday. So, I'm thinking, let's poof on out of here. Jerry made it safely to Florida, him and the girls. God's favor was all over them. He called me. He was so delighted. He just said it was just so wonderful. His youngest, not his youngest, but Colleen the middle, she helped drive. So Rachel's driving. The oldest is 19. So God bless you, Jerry. You deserve that nice rest. We're so glad you're having God's favor and everything's going wonderful. I'm so glad you got there safely. I called Tama today for a methane report, and she was barely up, so, you know, she didn't have much to report. Well, guys, it's just another day, another beautiful day to give God. Jesus, we love you. Thank you for setting us up in this church. You knew we would need a place to go, and we would enjoy having a place to go. Because all we need is you. We don't really need each other. That's just extra blessing, icing on the cake. And I appreciate it. Thank you for everybody here. And thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for us. You are so good. You've given us your promises of your soon return. You've given us prophetic words. We're the most blessed people on the face of this earth. And as long as we have breath, we are going to praise the name of the Lord. You are good, Jesus. We welcome you to come. Spirit and the bride say, come. We love you, Lord. We can't wait to see you. Yay. Rosemary says Jerry of the Everglades now instead of Indiana Jerry. That's right. He's out of Indiana. He's in sunny Florida sipping a drink by the pool. I was so jealous watching kayakers. I mean, he's just blessed. His parents live there in Florida, and they're just having a good old time. And I'm so happy for him. You deserve a good rest, Joey. You've been through a lot lately, and you and the girls are blessed. God bless you. We love you so much. And I don't think he's going to listen to this show, but I did a really funny thing. But maybe he might, so maybe I won't tell you guys. I'll tell you later. I'll tell Rosemary in chat. Okay. I'm funny. Okay. So anyway, guys, hold on, I'm telling anyway, so God bless everybody. From rainy California, it's been raining. Can everyone please, I know I always have cat drama, I know. Marcus was limping. I haven't seen Marcus in a day or two. I look out for him every day. Oh, okay. Bubs hasn't come home since last night, so we're freaking out because it's raining. My son's not. I am. He's like, I'm not freaking out, Mom. So because he hasn't come home, and it's like it's been a torrential downpour. The creek is like way flooded. If he got on the other side of the creek, he won't be able to get back over to get home. We just love Bubs, and we hope he figures it out. I've called all the animal shelters. Nobody has them. I called the hospital if he got hurt or hit by a car. Nobody has him. And I just, he always comes home every morning. It's a routine. I really can't get my day started until I see Bubs. He just loves to go out at night. He stays in the house all day. He sleeps. He hangs out. He plays with us. And then he likes to go out around 10 o'clock at night. And he comes home around any time between 5 and 7 in the morning. And if he doesn't come home, I get weird. Okay. But anyway, I just, Lord, bring them back, please. Anyway, it finally quit raining, but so hopefully maybe he'll make it back. He might have just lost his way, but he loves Bubs more than I do. So what can I say? He's not home. Anyway, sorry, I just got home. I was getting my masa harina for my tamales. I made the meat yesterday. It's kind of like a you kind of stretch it out. It takes, you know, it's like a week-long process making tamales. I had my chilies drying and had to soak them. And I make it the old-fashioned way. I don't take any shortcuts. And so I prepare the masa harina tonight. And then I will build the tamales tomorrow. I might make my son help me. He's old enough now. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing. Making prime rib on Christmas Day, just relaxing at the house. Hi, Rosemary. Yeah, I wanted to get home. I went all around the neighborhood in the rain with an umbrella and Marty with his coat on. And we went out. I'm yelling for him on both sides of the creek. I went around the neighborhood. Bubs. I just did what my part. I came home soaking wet. And it's dry now, so all I'm thinking about is getting back out there. I'm not really, like, present. I want to go find them. But, you know, I don't know why I don't have, like, instant peace. Everybody prayed. My sister did. My son did. Jerry even did. And I'm like, I wish I could have peace. I don't know why I'm not having it this time. I'm just feeling kind of nervous about it. So, you know. No, Bubs. My sister just walked in. She's like, no, Bubs. Yes, authentic tamales, Rojo, because, you see, I grew up in a family. My mom was born on the in New Mexico on the reservations, and, you know, they made tamales and chili and all that. Her first language was Spanish. She was the first, you know, one in the family to get off the reservation and get an education and, quote-unquote, make something of herself, at least get off the reservation, which is really hard to do once you're on the reservation. Anyway, God bless her. She put that in me to make pozole and tamales and all that. Okay, but when I became rapture-centric in 2013, I quit cooking altogether. And so I've been slowly cooking again. What can I say? Everybody needs to eat. Anyway, so we can't eat pizza and donuts forever, right? Hi, Raina. Welcome. I love you, family. I love you so much. Call in if you have anything to share. I'm going to play some beautiful worship. I love you. Jesus, we want to thank you so much for your promises and your joy and your peace. Oh, can't believe I didn't tell you guys this. Oh, my gosh. Hello. Oh, I already did. She's like, be sure you let RCC know to pray for Beth. You guys are going to all pray, I know. Rosemary already did. Okay, so I had a major flirt. Hi, Raina, baby. I'll kiss Raina again. So anyway, I have another huge, huge flirt. Okay, you're going to die when you hear this. Okay, so you guys know that I've been having those dreams where, come on, Marty. Everyone's distracting me. Let me play a worship song and then I'll tell you guys my flirt. Okay, let me just, because everyone's like, hold on. I'm just being distracted. Let me play a song. Okay, we're going to worship Jesus, get everything calmed down around my house. Marty's at my feet and my sister just walked in and all that. Okay, hold on.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of his blood. Amen.
Did not find a girlfriend because he's fixed. So he's not even trying to like prowl around and look for girls, you know. He's just a curious little boy and he likes to go play, but everybody in the house thinks it's going to be okay, even Jerry. And Jerry's always been right when it comes to things like this. So we're just going to trust God. Okay, now to my flirt, everybody. Don't be jealous, but I had another love dream. this is like, what, my fourth or fifth one. They're pretty intense. All they are is that I'm extremely in love, and that's it, and then I wake up, okay? It's not anything, like, more. It's just, like, I have this immense feeling of love, and I'm with somebody, and we're, like, doing regular stuff, but I'm really happy. Okay, so, I don't think so, Rosemary. I mean, that, the methane gas thing, it makes me excited. I already told Tana I'm going to go visit her and breathe deeply. So, no, it's not that at all. I'm excited about destruction. I don't know. It's just an unsettling thing, but I've had it before and then it goes away and I don't know, but I trust the Lord for whatever it is, this weird anxiety or it may not even be him at all. It might just be me. I don't know. But I'm pretty sensitive to the spirit, so we'll see. It's just, you know, the Lord's coming. So anyway, guys, so in my, I had the best sleep. I love it when this happens. So once again, it was an amazing dream. Now, this wasn't about marrying my creator, Jesus, which that's the only thing I can think about right now. It's the only thing I want. I want nothing else but him. Okay, but the Lord Jesus seems to really want to get me married off, okay, because he keeps giving me these dreams of a mate, and I know it's for the other side. I have no desire here, and plus, there's no time. This isn't what he has. I already had opportunities, and I said no, and I made that choice before he fell in my son a year or two before that. Okay, so anyway, so I'm Mother Teresa, cheap people. I'm a nun by choice. Okay, so, but anyway, I'm like, Jesus, okay, you're so funny, you're so shady, because this isn't even on my mind. I of course I know that your idea of putting a man and woman together in holy matrimony is the greatest mystery. It's love, it's a beautiful thing, and of course it's wonderful, because you created it, you know, but I mean, like, why do you keep giving me these? Because he wants me married off. On the other side, he wants to surprise me and thrill me and make me happy. And he is. In my dreams, he is. Holy cow. When I wake up, I'm like, man, why? My dream world is so exciting nowadays. You know, I had the dream about the two waves. But anyway, so I had another one. That's all I want to say. And in this dream, I forget what we were doing. Like the other dream, we were going down an escalator holding hands in the mall. This dream, I don't remember what. I just remember I was just totally in love. And you guys know that feeling. I mean, it might have been a while for you. It has for me. But just this feeling that I'm completely loved and I'm with somebody and it's really fun. And we're having a great time. And what were we were doing something. I think we were planning a surprise for somebody, but we were like best friends. We were having so much fun when I was married to him. Anyway, the Lord just wants to, he's just warming me up. I know I'm getting married on the other side. And I hardly even want to think about that because I really, seeing Jesus and it's just going to be amazing. That's all I want to do is just see him and look at his face for like 10 years straight. So, but how fun is that going to be to have all the, yeah, perfect. It's in the fridge? Okay, how many cups are in there? I need 2 cups, and I might make more. Okay, but I might make more, so. Okay, just keep it, Martina. I think it lasts forever. My sister had to go buy me Crisco shortening for my tamales, and she got a big thing, and I thought I didn't have any. She's like, you already had some. I will. Anyway, I think I'll play some worship. God bless everybody. I've got to run to the post office and mail off something. And so I should get going. I don't know how long UPS is open. I think they're open till 6. I'm going to play a worship song, and then I'm probably going to end the show. I just wanted to check in with everybody. Oh, yeah. All right, so here we go. I'm going to play a song.
Carry me away where the nights aren't so cold. Carry
everybody. God bless everybody. Jesus is coming. I love everybody, and I will see you ITA. Okay? Bye.